The season of Lent is upon us, of course. And when we think of Lent, we often think first of it being a very penitential season. We think of the self-denial. We think of the sacrifice that we make. Perhaps we think about our efforts to increase and improve our prayer life, to be more generous in giving alms, to purify our hearts of all that should not be there. But please don't be scandalized if I tell you that Lent is really not all about these things. Lent is about Easter. Lent is about preparing for the great celebration of the resurrection of the Lord. So we deny ourselves, we prepare our hearts, we get ready, we try to purify our souls of all that is there that the Lord would not have be there, so that when the time of Easter comes, we can celebrate with greater zeal and with greater joy and satisfaction. Easter, of course, is also the time of year that is especially set aside, if you will, for the celebration of Christian initiation. So the Easter Vigil is that great night of the year when people are brought to the font of baptism, and there's confirmation, there's First Eucharist. Or at least during the season of Easter, we usually celebrate these great events. But for those who are not preparing to be baptized or confirmed or receive their First Communion, there's still a sense of preparation for a special event that takes place at Easter. No, we are not getting ready to be baptized or confirmed, but we are preparing to renew our baptismal promises, which takes place either at the Easter Vigil or at Mass on Easter Sunday. Now, it's easy to go through the renewal of baptismal promises without really thinking twice about it. I'll ask you questions, you'll respond, "I do," right? It's a pretty simple process. Sometimes we just don't give it all that much attention. But it's a very, very significant moment. Very significant. Because these promises that were made at our baptism are the commitment that shape our whole life. Not just the moments we come to church, not just the moments when we're praying at home or wherever. These are the promises that shape our whole life, the way we live, the way we work, the way we interact with other people, even the interior movements of our hearts and our minds. All of these are shaped by the promises that we make in baptism. Three promises to reject Satan and evil and sin and all that is not of God. And then promises of commitment to our belief in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and the Church. The Lord invites us to make these promises very deliberately, very intentionally, and not to just be Christians by default. Perhaps that's the way most of us were raised. Most here were probably raised in the church. Perhaps it's all too tempting to just continue on being a Christian because that's what we know. And it's very good for our parents to lay a good solid foundation, don't get me wrong. But to be mature in our faith means we live deliberately. We choose intentionally. And we are attentive to our faith in all matters of our day-to-day life. The readings today, especially the first reading in the Gospel, speak to us not only about these temptations that Jesus faced and that Adam and Eve faced, but if we look at those and meditate on them for a little bit and go a little bit deeper, we see the importance of the human decision. We see how critical it is that we are attentive about the choices that we make. Obviously, Adam and Eve made the wrong choice. They might might not have had full knowledge or understanding about what they were doing, and yet they made a choice. Jesus is faced with very strong temptations. I can't even imagine how hungry I would be after 40 days of fasting. So the temptation to eat a loaf of bread, that would be pretty strong. And then other temptations to put God to the test under the guise of trusting in God. You know, throw yourself off of the parapet of the temple. The angels will catch you, right? Jesus says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And that final temptation to power and worldly glory, which Jesus also rejects. In all of these cases, a personal decision is made. The choice is formed. Whether to give in to the temptation or to resist the temptation and stand on the word of God and trust in the grace of God, the power and the strength that God gives us to make good decisions. In the moment of temptation, he doesn't ask us to rely on our own strength, by our own power, to lift ourselves up in the face of the temptation to evil. He says, turn to me. Rely on me, he says. I will give you the strength that you need. So during this season of Lent, we're focusing perhaps on self-denial, ridding ourselves of patterns of sin, bad habits that we might have, so that we can celebrate Easter with great joy, but also so that our will be strengthened, our ability to make good choices, to choose what God would have us choose. Our will, our choices need to be strengthened during this season so that when it comes time for renewing our baptismal promises at Easter, we can do so with our whole heart, with all our mind, with all our strength, and with a purified will. Sometimes we think that temptations in themselves are wrong. Some people confess that they were tempted to this or that thing. The fact is that the temptations in themselves are not sins. It's what we do with those things. And so I encourage everyone, myself included, to examine these areas in life where we struggle, where we're tempted most strongly, and to work on strengthening our will by the grace of God. And in this process, we come to the place where our commitment to the Lord is really strengthened and deepened. And when we renew those baptismal promises, we'll come to experience a great sense of joy, a sense of satisfaction, a sense of goodness, an experience of the Lord's presence in our life.